Chapter 4. The Game is Up. We entered Holmes' study, where the fire was still burning. Mrs. Hudson, Holmes' housekeeper, had clearly been looking after it. "You look cold," said Holmes. "Do sit near the fire. Now, you want to know what became of those geese?"
"Yes, sir."
"Or one special goose, or perhaps a goose with a black bar across the tail?" Ryder's eyes opened wide. "Can you tell me where it went to?"
"It came here."
"Here?"
"Yes,
and a very special bird it was. Do you know, it laid an egg after it was dead? A bright blue egg." Holmes opened his strong box and took out the blue carbuncle, which shone like a star. Ryder stood up. I thought he might fall over, but he held on to the table. He stared at the jewel.
"The game's up, Ryder," said Holmes.
He turned to me. "Give him a dash of brandy. He hasn't the blood for this sort of crime." The brandy brought some colour back to the man's cheeks. He sat staring at Holmes with his eyes full of fear.
"I know enough to put you behind bars," said Holmes coldly. "You may as well tell me the rest."
"You had heard of this jewel belonging to the Countess of Morcar?"
"It was Catherine Cusack who told me, the lady's maid."
"I see. Not a pretty crime, Ryder. You were happy that Horner should go to prison for it. You knew he had a prison record, so you asked him to come and repair the fire in the Countess's room. You probably caused the damage yourself." And he walked into your little trap. "The trap set by you and Catherine Cusack." Ryder fell on the rug and begged at Holmes' feet.
"Have mercy," he cried. "Think of my father. Think of my mother. It would break their hearts. I never went wrong before. I'll never will again."
"Get back in your chair," said Holmes sternly. "It is all very well to whine now and beg now, but you thought little enough of this poor Horner who stands accused. I'll go away. I will leave the country. Without me, the case against him will not stand up."
Holmes was silent. Then he said, "We shall see. Tell me the true story of how the jewel got into the goose. Tell me the truth, for it is your only hope."
"After Horner was arrested, I knew I had to hide the jewel. The police would search the hotel, so I went to my sister's house in Brixton Road. While we stood in the yard where the geese were, I was thinking how I could get the stone to someone I knew over in Kilburn, someone who might be able to get money for it. My sister had said I could have a goose for Christmas. As I looked at them, I had the idea that would save me. No one would look for a jewel in a goose. When my sister went inside, I caught one of the birds, one with a black barred tail. I prized its bill open and pushed the jewel down it. It gave a gulp and the jewel passed down the gullet into the crop. Just then my sister came out again. I let go of the bird and asked her if I could have my goose for Christmas. 'Of course,' she said, 'take your pick.' So I caught the one with the barred tail, killed it, and took it to Kilburn. But when we opened up the crop, we found nothing. My heart turned to water. I left it there and rushed back to my sister. The yard was empty. All the birds had gone. She told me they had gone to the dealer in Covent Garden. 'Was there one with the barred tail?' I asked. 'Yes,' she said. 'There were two barred-tailed ones. I never could tell them apart. And that man would never tell me where he had sold them. I tried again tonight. You heard me. My sister thinks I am mad. I think I am going mad. Now I am a thief, and I never had any gains from my crime. God help me!' He burst into sobs, his face in his hands. There was a long silence. At last Holmes got up and went to the door. 'Get out,' he said, opening it. 'Oh, sir, heaven bless you. No more words. Be gone.' No more words were needed. Holmes turned to me, reaching out his hand for his clay pipe, and said, 'I am not here to make up for what the police lack. If Ryder is sent to jail, he'll be in and out of prison all his life. He won't go wrong again. He's had too much of a fright. Nor will he go to court against Horner. The case will collapse.' He stretched out his long legs towards the fire. 'Just think, Watson,
We began with a hat and a goose. Chance placed in our way a most odd problem, and I think its solution is its own reward.